Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a book that totally shifted how I think about my own brain, The Suggestible Brain by Amir Rass. Sophie, you and I both read this, and I have to ask, did it make you feel a little bit like a puppet?
Hi there, Sam. Yeah, it absolutely did at first. But then I realized that's kind of the point. Rass is saying suggestibility isn't gullibility. It's actually a sophisticated cognitive feature. Our brains are prediction machines, and suggestion taps right into that machinery. It's not about being weak-minded. It's about how we're wired.
Right. And I love how he starts by dismantling that stereotype. He shows that even the placebo effect isn't imaginary. When you believe a pill will help, your brain releases real endorphins and modulates pain signals. It's actual biology, not just in your head.
Exactly. And he traces the science back through history, from mesmerists to modern hypnosis research. Now we can actually see in brain scans why some people are more suggestible. Their anterior cingulate cortex and prefrontal cortex show different activity patterns. It's not compliance, it's neural architecture.
So there's this whole section on medical treatment that really got me. He argues that the context of medicine, the white coat, the authoritative voice, is itself a powerful suggestion. It primes your brain for healing, which means a drug's effectiveness is always modulated by your expectations.
That's huge for how doctors should communicate. And then there's the dark side, the nocebo effect. If you're told about side effects, you're more likely to experience them, even on a placebo. It's real physiological harm from negative expectation. Rass argues we need to be more careful about how we present risk.
Honestly, I've experienced that. I remember once I read the side effects of a medication and then felt every single one. I thought I was just anxious, but now I realize it was my brain's predictive machinery in action.
Yeah, and that's not your fault. It's how we're built. He also talks about how suggestibility changes over our lives. Kids are more suggestible, which has implications for eyewitness testimony and education. But even as adults, we never lose it completely.
The part about memory was wild to me. Memory isn't a recording, it's a constructive process. Leading questions can reshape what we remember. It's not a failure, it's adaptive. But it also means we're vulnerable to false memories.
Right, but he also shows how that same plasticity can be used therapeutically. He talks about self-suggestion techniques, like from hypnotherapy or mindfulness, that can rewire neural circuits. It's not tricking yourself, it's deliberately shaping your expectations.
And he gives a great example with chronic pain. Hypnotic suggestion can reduce pain intensity as effectively as some drugs, because it changes how the brain processes pain signals. I never thought of it that way.
He also explores the cultural side, how what counts as a credible suggestion varies. The placebo effect isn't universal. It depends on cultural beliefs about medicine. So suggestion is a meaning-dependent process, not just a stimulus response.
The whole book made me feel like I have more agency than I thought. Not because I can resist suggestion, but because I can choose which suggestions to let in. He calls it suggestibility literacy, recognizing when suggestion is happening.
Exactly. And he calls for rethinking clinical trials, treating suggestion as a therapeutic tool rather than a nuisance variable. Even open-label placebos can work if the ritual of treatment is maintained. That's a paradigm shift.
So here's my one takeaway. I'm going to start paying more attention to the suggestions I'm absorbing every day from ads to my own self-talk. And I'll try to use that awareness to set better expectations for myself.
That's a great one. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the full summary and more are over on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
We're all suggestible, and that's not a weakness. It's a feature of being human. The question is how we choose to engage with the suggestions around us.
And that's the real power of this book. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.